This is NPR's Ask Me Another. I'm Jonathan Colton. Now here's your host, Ophira Eisenberg.
Thank you, Jonathan. Before the break, we met our contestants, Sarah and Jillian. Sarah, in college, you were known as the girl who twisted her ankle playing ping pong.
Yeah.
I love your stories. I love every single one of your stories. I'm just telling you that right now. Why were you known as the girl who twisted her ankle playing ping pong? I mean, other than, I guess
that
happened.
Yeah, I twisted my ankle playing ping pong. Like a week before I started college as a freshman, I was playing ping pong with my family. It was like a weird variation where we were running. And I fell, and I twisted my ankle, and I was on crutches when I started, and I was a dumb 17-year-old who, when they asked, why are you on crutches, I told the truth.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize that it wasn't going to, like, be a good look till like, a year later, and, like, I found out that people were like, oh, you were the ping pong girl.
But they knew you.
I wish they didn't.
All right. Jillian, you might be single-handedly keeping the greeting card industry alive, as on any given celebration, you give multiple cards to the people that you're celebrating. How did this start?
One year, when I was much, much younger, my mother couldn't make a decision among all of the various birthday cards, and so she just bought six.
Yeah.
And so now we do that for every single holiday.
Oh, that's so sweet.
It's yes, I get really weird looks on Mother's Day and Father's Day from the...
Oh, because you buy multiple?
Yeah. Yeah. The cashiers, you can just see the gears kind of turning. Like, what's your situation?
And you just say, would you like a Mother's Day card? You give one to them?
I just say it's complicated.
It's very complicated. This music parody game is called What a Long, Strange Trip It's Been. Jillian, stay in the lead, and you are in the final round. Sarah, you need to get more points, or you'll get to the free hotel breakfast, and all they'll have is that tourney tube of cornflakes.
Here we go. So ring in and tell me who I'm singing about. You can earn a bonus point for identifying the original song or the artist who made it famous. Are you ready?
Ready.
Okay. Just want to make sure. While circumnavigating solo in a plane, almost made it around. I left New Guinea and, oh no, disappeared, and I've never been found. I don't have a joke for this. It's just... Jillian, yes.
Amelia Earhart?
Yeah, that's correct.
That's right. Like most women about to turn 40, she was never heard from again.
Aww.
For a bonus point, can you name the original song or artist?
I could not.
I didn't do a very good job with it, is why. It's Aretha Franklin, Freeway of Love.
Oh.
Everybody's like, what? Really? Didn't sound anything like that. Here's your next one. Though I explore for quite a while, I never found the freaking Nile. You finally found me after six long years. Yes, it's me, Stanley, you presume. Jillian?
Oh, my God. I was just faking it. I don't know.
You're just faking it. I thought it might come to you and it didn't. Okay, yeah. Sarah, do you know the answer?
I think his name starts with an L. He's that English guy who went down to, like, Victoria Falls. But it's like L-E...
Yes.
Lewis? Levinson?
Sorry, it is neither Lewis nor Levinson. It is Dr. David Livingstone.
Damn it!
Oh, yeah.
Famous Dr. Livingstone, I presume. There's no bonus point, but that was Vanessa Carlton, 1,000 Miles.
Woo!
Vanessa's in the audience tonight. She's very Stuck on a snowy mountain, we're out of food. We took the Hastings cut off. I ate a dude. Jillian.
Shackleton?
I'm sorry, it's not Shackleton. Sarah, do you know the answer?
Why do you keep naming explorers who I've heard of whose names I can't remember? They're that family who, like, were going Oregon Trail.
Oh, they're
in Colorado. They ate each other. Mm-hmm. They're a family. But I could not tell you their name. The Cannibals.
Yeah.
That would be a weird coincidence, but no, that is not their name. The Donner Party.
Yeah.
It's the most fun we've had with cannibalism for a long time, though.
It's taken a while for cannibalism to become fun again. I think the time is finally here. That was Talking Heads' Road to Nowhere.
I think cannibals call the people they're about to eat talking heads.
Very nicely done.
Here we go. Here's your next one.
Portuguese with expertise to sail around the world by sea. Only one ship finished the trip, but there's a strait named after me.
Sarah.
It is the Mick. Guys, I am so close. It is. There's a line named after him, as you said in your song, the Magellan. That's very close. It's very close.
I can't. I'm sorry. I can't give it to you, Sarah.
No.
Jillian, do you know the answer?
I mean, is it Magellan?
Magellan. Yes, that's correct.
I'm really sorry.
What happened to me,
Sarah?
Again?
It's like somebody cursed you right before. A very specific curse.
I blame Atlas Obscura.
Very nice.
That's it is
fair.
The creepy dolls,
yeah,
and they
fair.
Did this to me.
All those horrible cursed places, and now you can't think of anything.
No.
Right in the middle of a trivia game show.
I would have given her that. P.S.
Can you, please?
No, we can't. But I just wanted to let you know.
I went to Travis,
please?
And Travis is producer. Travis is in charge.
We have to pretend that there's some integrity to this thing. I know that it hasn't seemed like there's much.
Anything goes. You can give me a point. If I go down, I go down in flames. There's blood on your hands, Ophir.
What kind of lawyer are you?
A bad one.
Let's see. What's happening now? Oh, yeah. So Jillian got that right. For a bonus point, can you name the original song or artist?
I have no recollection of what happened.
How could you go back to that?
Who even knows what I was doing? That was Lenny Kravitz, Are You Gonna Go My Way?
But
I played
it
on an acoustic guitar. I can't. Here's the next one.
Left from the port in Southampton, sailing the Titanic to NYC. We hit the iceberg, I was very helpful. Debbie Reynolds played the movie me.
Sarah.
The Titanic. Wait, no! Don't tell me I got this wrong.
Well, we're looking for the person that I was singing about.
Oh, we were looking for the person?
Yes.
I assume Jack and Rose didn't actually, like, exist.
I don't think they did. But the answer is not Jack and Rose.
Good luck in the final round, Jillian.
Jillian, do you know the answer?
I couldn't understand the second half of what you sang.
Yeah, okay.
I'm sorry. I knew it was the Titanic.
This game
as
is
well.
A real winner. I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good about everything.
I'm
every
also the oldest person on stage by about 10 years, so I couldn't hear very well.
We were looking for the unsinkable Molly Brown.
Ah, sure.
And of course, that was Proud Mary that
yes.
I was singing. Doesn't matter. Like, okay. Unfortunately, this is your last clue.
No, we have to.
I also wish it could go on forever, but it cannot. Here we go.
Well, I was the emperor of France, and in battle I could do no wrong. Till I met the Duke of Wellington and inspired a kick-ass ABBA song.
Sarah.
Oh, did I get that? Napoleon.
Napoleon is correct.
Yay! I got one! Oh my god.
Now, Sarah, for a bonus point, can you name the original song or artist?
It sounds familiar.
Okay. Can you be more specific?
Oh, is that the one, I Would Walk 500 Miles?
Yes, I will give it to you. It's actually called I'm Gonna Be by the Proclaimers.
Great job, Sarah.
Thank you.
Great job. Great job. And after two games, Jillian is moving on to the final round.